This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump enthusiastically announced new action in treating COVID-19 patients.
The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization, and that's such a powerful term, emergency use authorization, for a treatment known as convalescent plasma.
The president made the announcement at a White House conference as a breakthrough treatment.
This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection.
The announcement came after White House officials complained that there were politically motivated delays by the Food and Drug Administration in approving a vaccine and therapeutics for the disease. India is now leading the world with new coronavirus infections as the country reached a caseload over 1 million, I should say over 3 million. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers with details.
Impoverished rural. The disease has marched through impoverished rural areas in the north and the wealthier but older populations of the south. Health authorities reported over 69,000 new cases, bringing the total to over 3 million. Cases have leveled off in India's two largest cities, Mumbai and Delhi, as new hotspots have emerged in the rural areas of Uttar Pradesh and the country's northern Bihar states, as well as several southern states. India has the third highest caseload after the United States and Brazil. I'm Karen Chamas.
And there are more than 807,000 COVID-19 deaths globally, with more than 176,000 of them in the U.S., followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. The number of global infections is more than 23.3 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half. This is VOA News.